again, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood of my next guests on a monthly basis. We certainly put the spotlight on those who are sharing their time, talents, and treasures, and ask us to do the same when it comes to those in the homeless arena. More to the story, guests in today on behalf of Mel Trotter Ministries. Good that you are here, Adrian Goodstall.
Good morning. Great to be here as always.
Bob Crater on behalf of Degage Ministries.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about something we talk about on an annual basis for sure. For sure, there is a Christmas store that is about to happen. First of all, Bob, remind us of the good work Degage does.
Well, Degage serves about 500 people a day, anything from serving meals to hygiene facilities, resource offices, ID office, and we also have a women's shelter called the Open Door Women's Center.
Mel Trotter Ministries, please.
Yes, and we are just down the hill from Degage, and we serve all people that are experiencing homelessness, so women, men, children, families, youth, and members of the LGBTQ community, and we serve 500 meals a day, and then, of course, emergency shelter, along with some other programming services that we have to help people move forward.
It's nice to bring all to the table to discuss so that we're not working in silos.
Exactly.
That's not the way West Michigan works. Let's talk about the Heartside Community Christmas store that opens. When, Bob?
Well, what's great about this, it's on December 18th, and it's a collaboration with Mel Trotter and Degage Ministries. We serve the same people in the community, so it only makes sense to come together and combine our resources. And this will be our seventh year to have the store, and this is the fourth year that we've done it with Mel Trotter. And it just gets bigger and better every year, and it's just a blessing the way the community comes together to support the people we serve.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob said it great. I mean, I think that, you know, we serve the same people, and we know that when you collaborate and partner and bring together resources, you can have a greater impact. And so about 4 years ago, we approached Degage, and they were already doing a great job of their Christmas store, and said, hey, what would it look like if we partnered with you? And we could bring the resources that we have and volunteers, and we could all come together and serve more people. And I think, you know, going on our fourth year, which I can't believe, is each year it gets bigger and better. And we serve more people with more great items, and so we'll continue to do it in collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Where is the store located?
It's located at Degage, and there's several ways you can help out. One way, it's Cyber Monday, so
that's a
great way to help out. You can go to the Degage website, and it is right there. The first thing you're going to see is the Christmas store.
And is that a monetary value then?
You can do it
today?
A couple ways. You can go to Amazon Christmas store that we have. It's all set up. You can purchase the gifts. They'll arrive at Degage. You can also give monetarily if you choose. When you donate, there's an area to say Christmas store. You can drop off gifts to Mel Trotter, to Degage, and there's many ways that you can help us out.
And I'm going to be even more specific. When you say you're located at Degage, is that up on Division?
Yeah, 144 Division South.
Yes. What are the times for the store?
Well, the store is going to be an all-day store. It starts at 9 o'clock, and we'll go through the day.
I think it ends at 6 o'clock.
You are correct, yeah. Yes.
Nice. Who would you like to partake of your purchases here? Who do you need to shop?
Oh, yeah. So it's open to really, we try and serve the Heartside community. So we ask that it's individuals that are living in the 49507 or 49503 area code so that we can make sure that those that are accessing other Heartside services, Degage, Guiding Light, Mel Trotter, also have an opportunity to come to the store. And it's an opportunity for people really to provide them with dignity, right? Because certainly you could just provide the gifts to them, but this is an opportunity for them to come in and actually shop and pick out what they want for their family. And we know a lot of our folks that we serve are experiencing homelessness and have very little money, and so this is a super inexpensive way for them to get brand new, top-notch items so that they can bring to their loved ones when they get to spend the holiday season with them.
Talk to me a little bit more about your Christmas store wish list.
Well, a lot of items on there from small appliances. Mm. I've already seen Instapots come through.
Oh, nice.
Can you imagine getting one of those for $5? Mm. That's what we're talking about, a very affordable way. You know, small appliances, towels, bed sheets, pajamas, backpacks, games, scarves, gloves, all kinds of items that we all would like for Christmas. And it is basically pennies on the dollar, because Beltrotter and Degagee, we believe in a hand up and not a handout. And that's a way of doing this. If you don't have the money, you can also earn job vouchers at Degagee and Beltrotter. And you do a small job, receive a voucher, you can use those to pay for your gifts. So we make it as easy as we can.
Nice. And the dollars then go to your organizations right back into making this work?
We sure do, yep.
Tell me more about how you could use a volunteer.
Yeah, so this is very volunteer-driven, and I always chuckle because the first email to get together to start talking about the Christmas store comes out in August. So it takes a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of coordination to make this happen. So the volunteers start meeting in August, and they really are the ones that are running it. We've got one staff person from Beltrotter, and I think two staff people from Degagee that kind of help coordinate, and the rest is all ran by volunteers, which is really great. So I don't know that we're still in need of volunteers, but you can certainly find out on our website at www.meltrotter.org/volunteer, and it'll have on there, you just click Christmas store, and if there are openings for doing personal shoppers, or you can help gift wrap, or you can help do the sorting and the restocking in the back area. So so it's a wonderful opportunity, and there's just so much joy during that day. So it's a great way to get involved in the community.
Have some Christmas music playing in the background.
Yeah, Christmas music and cookies.
Santa Claus, all kinds of goodies.
Santa's stopping by?
That's exactly.
Yes, it's a wonderful time.
Well, that time we're talking about is on December 18th. The Heartside Community Christmas Store opens during the day for those to shop for their loved ones. And, of course, the wish list is long and bound on. We'll give you the websites here in just a second. December 18th is what day is that?
That's a good question.
Lord Almighty.
I believe it's a Wednesday.
Yes. Will there be snacks that day?
Yeah, they usually have snacks, homemade cookies, candy, cake.
Well, I know what I wanted to ask. You mentioned the today is Cyber Monday,
yeah.
So yes, let's focus a little bit on that. Can you tell me more about, again, you can actually go online to the Amazon Christmas store?
Yeah, there's a direct link. Both our websites have that, but at the Degagee one, it's right on the homepage, a big image. It says Christmas store. You can click on one link to take you to the Amazon Christmas store, and there's another link to volunteer. But we have a whole wish list there. Everything on the list, you can choose those items, purchase them, and they'll come right to Degagee.
Nice.
Simple to do.
Yes. What before we come full circle, I'll start with you, Adrian. What holiday plans are had for your guests?
Yeah, absolutely. So of course we have the Christmas store. We just finished our Thanksgiving banquet, and that was a huge success. We served over 1,600 people, and then every year we do a Christmas Eve luncheon, and that will be on December 20th at 11 o'clock, from 11 until 1, and that's open to anybody in the Heartside community as well. Most often it's people that are staying at Beltrotter's shelter as well as Degagee shelter. They can come and get lunch. It's a beautiful opportunity. We have volunteer opportunities for that as well. You can find that on our website. But it's actually, we serve the meals to the people. So they sit down, they get a full Christmas meal, the ham and, you know, potatoes and all of the fixings. And then when they leave, they get a little gift as they leave. So it's a really wonderful event for our community as well.
Bob?
Well, a lot of different activities going on, but the biggest ones are on Christmas Eve, where we'll have a dinner. And then we have a large group that comes in Christmas Day and has a wonderful breakfast for our patrons. And then there's many, many parties between now and Christmas. We get a lot of volunteers that come in and will host special events for our patrons.
And then plans for a big 2020, hopefully to continue serving and continue touching lives. All right, what are the final details for the 18th, please? I'll start with you, Adrian.
Yeah, I think we still are in need of lots of items, so please, I encourage everybody as they're doing their Christmas shopping to think of our folks and to get on the website, both Degagee's website and Beltrotter's website, to see what we need. And then just to keep us in prayer as we head into the holiday season. You know, a lot of the people that we serve don't have family members, and so it can be a tough time for them. So, so this is just one way that we can give back to them and make it a good holiday for them.
Finding out more about Beltrotter, how?
www.meltrotter.org. It's a great website. It's very easy to use. You can see ways to volunteer, donate, and different services that we provide throughout the year are also located on those websites.
Bob Crater, your final detail.
I couldn't say it any better than what Adrian just said. That was exactly it. It's such a blessing, and you're going to bring a lot of smiles to a lot of people by helping us out.
Right. In between the busy times, you do present a Christmas store. December 18th, the Heartside Community Head to DegageMinistries.org. Again, for the partnerships from your good ministries. Adrian and Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.